So, I thought I'd do something a bit different and just chat for a bit. Like, give you guys a chance to get to know me, I guess. I'm 18. Christ, almost 19. And I'm from Canada. Wicked cool, eh? And that's about as far as I want to get on all that fun personal stuff. I'm a ginger, so that's where my username comes from. Yes, they do match. Get that far too often. I'm a lesbian. Well, call me queer. Lesbian's such an icky word. So, but I am attracted to ladies almost exclusively. I mean, there's always gonna be a few exceptions. I mean, if David Tennant wants to knock on my door tonight, I'm not gonna kick him out of bed. But that does mean that, well, I'm flattered by a lot of the PMs that you guys of the male persuasion have been sending me. I'm probably not gonna return it with any more than a thank you. Although it is really flattering, don't get me wrong, I still enjoy reading them, but I don't really want to do that. You know, that being said, I would be willing to try doing a female for male script. Or something like that, just to give it a shot. I don't know if I can get through it without giggling about a solid member deeply penetrating me. But, see, I can't even say that without giggling. But, I mean, it would be fun. I mean, I guess I'll try anything once. I don't want to sound like, the world's most open-minded brood. So, why am I on Gone Wild Audio? Well, I just love the subreddit. I've been with it since someone made a post, I think on just plain old Gone Wild about it, and I was just hooked from the beginning. So, a long time listener, short time contributor, I guess. But yeah, there's just something so raw about it. And everyone's just so open about like different ideas and different fetishes. Like, I just love the sort of community that's like grown up around it. It's so different from any of the other porn subreddits or just a lot of places, and I think it's really cool. And I'm happy to be a little part of it, being able to give back to my community. It's very nice. Oh, I also had a gay guy friend of mine tell me that I had a very sexy, very masculine voice when I was on the phone with him once. So, let me know if that's true. That was definitely one of my motivations for joining this. But to be honest, it's a bit of a thrill to think of all the people listening to me. I might have a bit of an exhibition fetish. Oh, you can ask my neighbor. So let's get to some fun stuff. Besides putting myself out there for all of you guys, what else turns me on? Well, okay, people make fun of me for this, and it's weird because, okay, I love hands. Like, there's just something about a girl with a sexy pair of hands that is just intoxicating. I mean, like, people have foot fetishes, and I mean, that's a bit weird. No, it's not weird, I shouldn't say that, but it's a bit different, and but people are just like, oh yeah, like, that's an acceptable strange fetish, if that makes any sense. But you never hear about hands. I don't know, just like long fingers and, ugh, I don't know. There's just something about him that gets me. The only real other fetish that I think I have is lipstick. And not other girls wearing it so much. I mean, it's nice, but like, well, let me tell you a story. So, I was going to this party with a girl that, I mean, I didn't know her that well, but like, alright, I was interested in her, and she was really, like, she was really cute. Anyway, so we go to a party, and I drop her off, and just before she gets out of the car, she gives me, like, a peck on the lips. And I could just see this little shimmer of my lipstick just above her lip, and it was just there all night, and it just drove me wild. Just, like, having, like, it sounds kind of creepy, but just knowing that I had that little mark on her that no one else would notice. Oh, I don't know. I was just so wet all night thinking about it. And so after the party, I mean, like eventually she wiped it off, but that didn't matter. After the party, I told her about it on the way home. And she just told me to pull over and into this park. I mean, I used to live in this small town, so there wouldn't be anyone out at night. So we pulled over into this park and got to the back seat, and we, like, fucked for 2 hours. It was amazing. And, like, after that, just seeing, like, lipstick on a woman's neck or her tits, or, like, her thighs. I'm starting to get myself worked up thinking about it. But, I don't know. It's just unbelievably sexy. It's the only reason I wear this stuff now. It's just to see another girl covered in it. And I think that's it. I mean, I'm still exploring this whole world of super fun sexuality, and maybe I'll pick up another few fetishes along the way, but that's really the only things I can think of. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you tonight, Gone Wild Audio, and I promise my recording next time will be